Moments of Melody, a thought, a song, and some words from the world's bestseller.
Recently I received a little bookmark. On it is a picture of a student taking an examination. And on the back are these striking words. Though this life appears to offer many alternatives, eternity confronts us with just two. God does not grade on the curve. The Bible explains, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Commitment to Jesus Christ removes the guesswork from eternity and places stability and certainty into time. And doesn't it mean just this? He that has the Son, Jesus Christ, has eternal life. And he that has not Jesus Christ has not life eternal in heaven.
There's a new name written down.
To open the sacred scriptures now to the gospel according to St. Mark, and the translation is that of Monsignor Ronald Knox. Peter took occasion to say, "What of us, who have forsaken all and followed thee?" Jesus answered, "I tell you truthfully, everyone who has forsaken home or brothers or sisters or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will receive now in this world 100 times their worth in houses, sisters, brothers, mothers, children, and lands, but with persecution. And in the world to come, he will receive everlasting life. But many will be first that were last, and last that were first." No one has ever been sorry he followed the Lord Jesus. Anything he's given up in this life is nothing in comparison to what Christ gives. He that has the Son, Jesus Christ, has eternal life. He that has not Jesus Christ has not life eternal in heaven.